The one thing that surprises me is that people like to go to Butte. You know, Missoula, you know, all the liberals there, I've never heard anybody say that they didn't like to go to Butte. Huh? You know, the thing is, what's so amazing is that 100 years of unionism, Rock of Gibraltar, Rock of, you know, and all these battles and everything, and we were able to do it without a whimper.
Opening the mines in Butte with no union, is that something you're proud of?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, like I said, when I saw what happened in 1945 and the violence and the rest that Jean called for, I said, if I ever got a chance to change that, I did. Huh? And there's so many, but it's a job, and it's a big job to keep a mine or whatever union free. And you have to be able to think on your feet. And, you know, they used to have the contract books and that, you know, the bosses, well, here it's in the contract. Yeah, you know, it's, like I said, it's tribalistic, and you got to treat people right. And and you can always pick out, I was good at picking out the bad people too, you know. How do you think about Butte?
I think mining is what built it, but it is also in a way what has killed it.
In which way?
Well, the Berkeley tore down half the town, you know.
Yeah, well.
I worry about Butte. You know, especially when you see how busy Missoula is.
Oh yeah, well, I agree with that. Huh? But what's as long as the mines were there, nobody looked for anything in Butte. They thought they're going to be there forever and ever and ever. And in its heyday, I guess, you know, it'd be great to have lived in Butte, you know, when Al Jolson came and all that other stuff. But
those days are gone.
Yeah. That's life.